The president has a list of $17 billion in cuts in the $3.5 trillion budget proposal. Washington Post economic policy reporter Lori Montgomery following the budget as it makes its way through Congress. She joins us now live. Lori, welcome to the show, and thanks so much for taking the time, because I know you're swamped today.
Good afternoon.
And $17 billion, to me, sounds like a lot of money. But it's just like a percentage of a percentage. It's just an itty-bitty bit. What is this going to do?
It's exactly one half of 1% of $3.4 trillion. And the funny thing about it is that it's already baked into the $3.4 trillion. So in other words, the president's budget already assumes that the $17 billion in programs will be cut, which is not going to happen because many of these programs were marked for termination by the Bush administration last year, and yet they survived. So what's going to happen, the upshot of the whole thing, is probably that the deficit will be slightly larger than it already is.
And these, a lot of these programs also have congressional support, and that's why it's always difficult. People often propose that they're going to get rid of them, but it just becomes difficult in reality, doesn't it?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, there are just some ridiculous examples. I mean, I was just talking with somebody about one of the proposed cuts is a $35 million program that funds a land-based navigation system for the Coast Guard. It's like, radio signals to try to figure out where you are when you're navigating the Pacific. And the guy that I was talking to was in the Coast Guard, and he said this was obsolete 12 years ago when I came out of the Coast Guard, and now you can get GPS on your BlackBerry. It's not like we need this. And yet, you know, there are people in Congress who think that this program has got to continue.
Now, many times during the campaign, the president had said, you know, he's going to go through the budget line by line, take a scalpel, and really start slashing and burning. So this seems a lot more modest than most of us would have expected based on what we heard during the campaign.
I have to admit, I was a little surprised. It's half what President Bush proposed to cut last year. And particularly since the president had personally made such a big deal out of his budget guys going, as you point out, Lon, scouring the budget. I've also talked to some people, long-time budget analysts around town, who say, you know, it's a little unfair to grade them on this. They've only just gotten there, and these ideas have got to bubble up from within the agencies, and they just don't have the staffing, you know, within the agencies to appoint. I mean, they're just getting their cabinet secretaries in place, so they don't have the bench to produce what they really need to produce. So folks who want to give them the benefit of the doubt are saying that they'll probably do better next year.
And we always look at the budget, and at least as long as I've been doing this, we all sort of go nuts and give this a lot of attention without sort of, you know, and it always causes me to take a step back and say, okay, this is only a proposal. It gives us great insight into what the administration considers important, but there's a lot of work to be done on the other side of Pennsylvania Avenue.
Well, that's right. And you know, the funny thing is, in some ways, this list may have a better chance of going through because I don't know if you guys have read all of the, you know, the couple of the 100 pages of detailed explanation here, but in a lot of these cases, they're saying, well, you know, we want to cut $66 million for early childhood education because we don't think this program works very well, but we're increasing other early childhood education programs by $5 billion. So maybe Congress will find that a little more palatable than just, you know, hacking a program and not replacing it somewhere else.
Yeah, I did go through not the hundreds of pages, but the half dozen or so pages that actually listed some of the programs that are being cut. And one of the ones that was mentioned that actually stood out for me was Yucca Mountain.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And what are they going to do there? I mean, that's an excellent point. I mean, they've got to come up with some alternative to Yucca Mountain.
It wasn't like a little piece of a program that is within it. I mean, they were going to scrap the whole thing. And that makes me wonder, and you sort of touched on this earlier, but maybe we could get into it a little bit more. Every single item is going to have an advocate, like Chris mentioned. So can we anticipate more debate than usual? Is this standard operating procedure? Is this historically right in line with what we see every year?
Well, I think it's less than we've seen in recent years. I mean, there are fewer programs than Bush proposed last year, for example. On the other hand, you know, presumably these are, now that we have a Democratic president, these are priorities presumably that Congress is going to want to take seriously. So it's sort of hard to say. I mean, will the Democratic Congress be interested in finding another solution, saying, okay, we give up, Yucca Mountain is never going to work, we're going to give up on that and come up with some other solution? You know, some other way to store this waste?
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's one where I would think that you would actually hear a pretty, that would become a real, very public debate. But some of these other things, it's hard to say whether the Even Start literacy program has such a constituency that there's going to be pushback against eliminating that particular program and rolling that money into a different expansion of early childhood education, you know?
This is always a challenging day for reporters because they put this big, ginormous book on your desk and say, okay, make sense of this. You're also trying to reach out to as many people as you can. Every agency across the government is holding press briefings on all these things. Give folks an idea as to sort of, as you look at it, where do you start as you start to review all this stuff?
Well, you know, it's a kind of a weird situation this year because usually, of course, all this stuff comes out at once. And, you know, all, on that day in February, you get the three, I think it's the four volumes plunked on your desk. And the volume that the budget reporter typically spends most time with is the document that sort of outlines the president's priorities. And this year, that document came out on February 26th. So, you know, we already had the big hullabaloo of, oh, he's going to do health care reform, he's going to do student loan funding, he's going to do cap and trade for climate change, he's going to increase FDA spending. We already had all that stuff. So it is a little weird because now we have this 1,400-page volume that gives us the details of that. But to tell you the truth, I'm not spending too much time with it because I'm assuming that the increases that, you know, the big increases we already know about. We'll be going through that in more detail, but in the days to come. But it seems like just from the briefings were sort of covering ground that we'd already covered in February. And the new news seems to be these reductions, and that's what Congress, I think, is focused on right now because a lot of people are trying to figure out, well, is there anything that we can actually take, or are we very upset about all of them?